This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Friday Israel was committed to international law after the World Court ordered it to take action to prevent acts of genocide in its war in Gaza.
Like every country, Israel has an inherent right to defend itself. The vile attempt to deny Israel this fundamental right is blatant discrimination against the Jewish state, and it was justly rejected. The charge of genocide leveled against Israel is not only false, it's outrageous.
Ruling on a case brought by South Africa, the court stopped short of ordering a halt to Israeli military action in Gaza, but said Israel must ensure its forces did not commit genocide and take measures to improve the humanitarian situation for Palestinian civilians in the enclave. As the world marks Holocaust Remembrance Day on Saturday, many people in Israel are comparing the genocide of the Holocaust to the Hamas massacre of October 7th, as some of those affected were Holocaust survivors themselves. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from southern Israel.
Tzvi Salo found refuge in 1959 in Kibbutz Nirim on the border with Gaza. Hamas gunmen attacked Nirim on October 7th as part of terrorist attacks on Israel.
We woke up at 6:30 in the morning because there was shooting outside, and we heard people screaming in Arabic, running in between the houses.
At age 89, Salo says he suffers most because he had to leave his kibbutz home of almost 70 years, and he's not sure when it will be safe for him to return. He says the ordeal has brought back memories of his childhood fleeing the Nazis and being a homeless refugee for many years. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Kibbutz Negba.
Hamas